Hi, I'm Sandeep Gautam, and you're listening to Psychological Musings. Are criminals more impulsive and have no control over their emotions and motivations? Or are they more rational? Rather at a fault, more rational than other people. Let's look in this episode as we take a look at prospect theory and meanwhile also ponder whether AI would lead to annihilation of mankind. So off to this episode. Criminal behavior has intrigued most of us, and there are many theories about why people indulge in crime. Whether it is due to an impulsive nature of them, or whether it's a reactive choice that they make in the moment, a crime of passion, you may say, or whether it's a reasoned choice, balancing between risk and reward. So let's find out in this episode. But before we understand that, we have to take a detour and learn more about prospect theory, which we had touched in episode number 2, and also a related theory which is called the fuzzy trace theory. So prospect theory is this theory which has been introduced by Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky, which says that sure gains are preferred over probabilistic gains. What do we mean by that? Let's say I was to give you a bet, a choice between 10 rupees for sure or a chance of winning 30 rupees with a probability of 1/3 probability and 2/3 probability that you won't win anything. So the first option is getting 10 rupees for sure, and the second option is either you get 30 rupees with a probability of 1/3 or with a 2/3 probability that you don't get anything. If you work out the mathematics, the outcomes are the same. But it has been found that people prefer the sure option, the sure gain, to the probabilistic or uncertain gain, although the actual utility would be the same. Expected value is the same. And this gets reversed in case of losses. For example, again, if I was to say that you have 10 rupees and you will lose those 10 rupees for sure, or you have an option that you either have a 1/3 chance of losing 30 rupees or a 2/3 chance of losing 0 rupees. So in this case, again, you would prefer not the sure loss that you lose 10 rupees, but you'll prefer the loss of 1/3 chance of losing 30 rupees and 2/3 chance that you don't lose anything. So why does this happen? So Amos Tversky and Kahneman have come up with their own reasoning for this, but there is another theory called fuzzy trace theory, which is by Valerie Riana and colleagues, which basically talks about there being a gist-based processing and a verbatim processing. So what do we mean by that? By gist-based processing, they say that people think in terms of categorical thinking at times and ordinal thinking also at times, but we'll stick to categorical thinking right now. So they see the first case when you have 10 rupees of sure gain or a probabilistic gain of 30 rupees with 1/3 probability or 2/3 probability of having nothing as a gamble between having something or a gamble between having something or nothing, and that get reduced to basically having something versus having nothing. So in this case, having something is preferred over having nothing, and that's why you prefer a sure gain. The thing gets reversed in case of a loss. A sure loss would be much less preferred than losing nothing. So losing nothing becomes more prominent there. So losing nothing is drives your behavior such that you prefer the uncertain condition where you have some probability of losing nothing as much higher preferred option than a sure loss. So this is about gist based and verbatim. They call the former the this thing a gist based processing, and a verbatim processing is where you actually do a rational analysis. You compare the actual numeric values to find where the utility is better and make decisions accordingly. So what they have found in their research is that children do more verbatim processing. They would be more rational in a sense, more a rational agent. While normal adults who have developed, they do more gist-based processing. So they don't do verbatim processing. So they will show this framing effect whereby they will prefer sure gains over probabilistic gains and sure losses over probabilistic losses. While children, for example, might show a reverse framing where they may prefer uncertain loss over sure loss and uncertain gains over sure gains. So this is the reverse framing that is observed in children and sometimes in teenagers also. But mostly what the authors of a recent paper were interested in were finding whether criminals exhibited this sort of reverse framing effect. So this is a paper which is published recently. It's titled Brain Activation Covaries with Reported Criminal Behaviors When Making Risky Choices, a Fuzzy Trace Theory Approach. And in this, the authors show that they basically looked at criminal behavior of 32 subjects as well as their non-criminal behavior and classified people as showing non-criminal behavior. So non-criminal behavior consisted of behaviors like smoking, cheating, getting drunk, while criminal behavior was like drinking and driving, stealing cars, driving without a valid license, or taking illegal drugs. So all these were criminal risk-taking behaviors, while the former were non-criminal risk-taking behaviors. And what they found was that in the those who had a non-criminal risk-taking behavior, they did not show the reverse framing effect. They had the normal framing effect, while criminals showed those who had more criminal behavior, they showed a reverse framing effect, whereby their sort of basically the normal framing effect is that sure gains are preferred over probabilistic gains, and sure losses, uncertain losses are preferred over sure losses. But they showed a reverse framing whereby they preferred sure losses to uncertain losses and probabilistic gains to unsure gains. So, and that could lead to their criminal behavior or propensity to behave criminally. And this, they also were simultaneously, while they were exposed to such scenarios to make choices, and these were not criminals, but these were college students, they were sort of making choices in an MRI machine and their brains were being scanned. And what it was found was that those who were making those who were profiled as non-criminal risk takers, they had activation in amygdala and striatal areas, which are related to emotions and motivation, reward motivation. So amygdala is both associated with positive as well as negative emotions, salience, and striatal area is associated with reward motivation. So these areas were activated when non-criminal risk-taking was taking place. So they were more driven by emotions and motivation, the hot system, while the criminal risk takers were more activated. Their brain had more these areas activated, like temporal and parietal cortices and the temporal parietal junction and insula, which are sensitive to gains and loss preferences, but they are more cold cognitive processing. So in essence, they were being more rational. they were being more cognitive in their approach, the criminals, and were sort of trading off the risk with the reward, and were not driven by the gist. They were more driven by the verbatim loss framing. So probably, I mean, there were two conditions. One was the framing effect. The other was whether it was gist or the problem was framed as a gist or a verbatim. And it is too complicated to go down in that detail right now. You can read the paper to get more insight into it. But the idea is that the gist-based thing is like, for example, to give you an idea why gist is important. Gist is nothing but saying that do you prefer 10 rupees for sure, or do you prefer 50 rupees gamble and a zero, and also a chance that you might end with zero. So consider your investment portfolio for retirement. What would you prefer, that at the end of 10 years you have some 50 lakhs for sure, or you have 1 crore with a probability of 1 by 2 and 0 with a probability of 1 by 2? A 50% probability of 1 crore and a 50% probability of 0. Probably you'll prefer 50 lakh as a safe option, because that means that you don't face a catastrophic option or unrecoverable option whereby you are not having any retirement savings. Similarly, suppose we give our decision making to an AI system, which is definitely going to do cold cognitions only, and that is given a chance that humanity is now at a verge where maybe a nuclear catastrophe is probably taking place or something, and to avert that you have to take some steps, and if you take those steps, then there is a chance that either you can save. There are two choices between the for the AI. Either you choose to save a city of 1 lakh residents, or you choose in a procedure, maybe do some counteractions, which has a probability that either 1/10 probability is that the whole of humanity will be saved, and 9/10 probability is that everyone would be dead, all mankind would be dead. Probably if you work out the mathematics, depending on how many billion people there are, saving just 1 lakh might not be a good option, an optimal option. But from a mankind's perspective, if the mankind is annihilated and nobody is left with, then that option is not preferred. We will prefer the sure option in this case. So the sure gain is preferred, but a cold machine or a criminal might think in other ways. So the whole idea of this episode is that criminals think more like young babies, which think more like machines, which think more rationally. So if we want to teach, make criminals better, then we need to tell them about having to come in attunement with their own emotions and motivation systems also, and obviously regulate them, and also tell them about gist-based approaches to seeing things, and not just a cold calculation of what the rewards and risk trade-off is. I hope this was useful to you, and do apply this at home. Do whenever you are making a decision, try to see it from a gist perspective also, not necessarily doing a cognitive rational risk reward trade-off. Just look at whether you are in a dilemma in which there is a catastrophic endpoint which needs to be avoided. So then the option becomes very clear. That if there's even a slight probability of a catastrophic outcome from which you cannot recover, then that option has to be avoided, no matter how good the other payoff in that option may be. Thanks for listening. I'm Sandeep Gautam, and you are listening to Psychological Musings. Thanks for listening.